Well, the season is just underway. Central Coast, unfortunately, wooden spooners last year. They only won three matches, but they've had a draw to start, coming back from 3-0 down, which is incredible. Great stuff. Paul Okon, good morning.
Good morning, Slats.
Mate, that's a gutsy comeback.
Yeah, it is. I think whenever you can turn around a three-goal deficit at halftime is a great effort, and probably just maybe even a little bit disappointed we didn't go on and win it.
Mate, was one of the turning points when you made that tough decision to hook one of your star players at the halftime break?
No, not really a tough decision. He had a knock in the first half, and he wasn't 100%, and we just felt that because we were chasing the game, we needed people to be out there working hard. There were 150% fit, so right. it was an easy substitution, and Jake McGinn, who came on, did exceptionally well.
Jacques Vardy, we're talking about. Will he play this week? Will he start this week?
He hasn't trained. He didn't train yesterday. I don't think he'll train today.
Okay.
It's a cork, so it's sort of precaution at the moment. I don't see it stopping him from being available for selection. So, hopefully he recovers.
And Paul, you've had limited time with the squad running into the season. How's it all going?
Look, we're happy with where we're at, and even if the result didn't go our way on Saturday night, we're not really looking about a short fix. It's trying to make sure our playing style is what we want. That may take a little bit of time. The players have been tremendous up until now in terms of their buy-in to it and their their attitude and their energy every day in training. And we talk about we just want to improve, just continually improve. And I think we've seen that in the past 6 weeks. Well, I've seen that anyway. In our performances in friendly games, and certainly our performance on Saturday night.
It doesn't get much bigger, mate, or a bigger challenge than Sydney FC coming off a 4-0 win over the Wanderers. And you've got them, because I know your draw is most of your early matches are all away from home, aren't they?
Yeah, that's correct. And look, the following week we have Brisbane Roar, then we got the Wanderers and then Adelaide. So they don't come any easier. And I guess the easiest way to look at it is that you got to play every team three times. When exactly is it? For me at the moment, it's not really important. Every game presents a new challenge, and the challenge this Saturday night is going to be Sydney FC off the back of as you just mentioned, scoring four goals in a Sydney derby. So, at the moment we're in the recovery phase, and as of Thursday we'll knuckle down and prepare for Sydney, and we'll go to the Allianz Stadium, and we won't be going there to sit back. We'll be going there to put our best foot forward and try and win the football game.
And Paul, how do you handle the pressures of coaching, mate? Sometimes there's some interesting mannerisms your coaches pull off on the sideline there.
Yeah, look, sometimes situations you're in, and it's how you deal with it. It's a tough job.
Yes,
it's very enjoyable, and certainly at the moment, the improvement of the players and just what they've been giving me, and certainly their the energy, and I think that was the fifth time in the A-League that a team's come back from three goals down, and three times that's happened to the Central Coast Mariners. So it says something for the club, it says something for the culture here, and hopefully that will continue.
It was a spectacular comeback. It did show some terrific character, and we wish you all the very best taking on Sydney FC 5:30 on Saturday night.
Thanks, guys.
No, thank you. Paul Okon joining us here, Socceroo legend and also now coach of the Central Coast Mariners back from 3-0 down to 3-3 on the weekend.